first Saturday of the month. 8 o'clock hour, outdoor living hour. We're talking farm, fresh commodities. We try and connect what's currently in harvest with right from our local Arizona farms and ranchers with you, the listening audience, to enjoy a fresh, wholesome meal. And that brings me to the biggest bone I have to pick in this hour right now. All this conversation about food, and I know this topic coming up. I didn't get a hot breakfast. It used to be I could go without breakfast. That was fine. Lunch and dinner. Never eat breakfast. I'm completely reversed. I have to have breakfast. And dinner, take it or leave it. Just depends on what we're doing. And Northern Avenue is great. They've got the new expanded freeway coming in, Northern Parkway. They got the bridge over the Aguafría one lane's open now. But there is no place on Northern Avenue to get breakfast.
A hot breakfast.
I won't
breakfast.
Eat at Jack in the Crack. You can't pay me to eat at Rotten Ronnie's. And Parsons Family Restaurant doesn't open till 6. Maybe. If I'm passing Northern Avenue Saturday morning at the 67th Avenue at 6 o'clock, I'm like 45 minutes late. I don't have time to stop now when I'm already late. Can't somebody open on Northern Avenue at 5 o'clock Saturday morning for breakfast?
Well, maybe Patty Emmert, our Arizona foodie, that you know a lot of people that might be willing to open up a restaurant up here, right?
Yeah. I can guarantee you one customer one day a week.
There you go. I think we might need a little bit more than one customer, you know, to entice somebody to open up. But
I'm like you, Romy. I can't do life without breakfast in the morning. I love breakfast. My routine is 2 hard-boiled eggs, some citrus or an apple or something like that. But Patty, you know, I called upon you because I knew you'd have answers to this. What are some of the trends with breakfast and especially a good, healthy, hot breakfast?
Well, I think probably the first and foremost trend that we're seeing is, you know, just people really concerned about health and incorporating more produce into their diets. And I think, you know, the listeners out there, they're probably going, okay, what in the world does Duncan Family Farms, who grows salad ingredients, have to do with hot breakfast?
Exactly.
but we are starting to see quite a bit more of savory breakfasts coming in.
We're expanding our portfolio.
Exactly.
Yes.
Expanding the portfolio. health is definitely a driver. So we're seeing the rise of plant-based diets. We're seeing people trying to reduce their sugar intake. You couple that with breakfast really kind of blending into an all-day affair. So people aren't just eating breakfast items for breakfast anymore. You're seeing dinner items showing up for breakfast. And then in addition to that, I think our palates are expanding as we are exposed to more different cuisines. People are traveling more. They're getting exposed to global cuisines. We have much easier and greater access to different types of ingredients. So we're seeing these have an impact on breakfast. So a lot of, I think one of the newest things that I've been seeing out lately, not new, but it's really starting to mainstream, is shakshuka, which is got tomatoes and onions and peppers that is that's sauteed, but it's more of a brothy, and then eggs are cracked on top and baked.
Ooh.
And, you know, it's wonderful. It's got a lot of like Middle Eastern spices in it. So cumin and, you know, those types of things. So it's a warm breakfast.
And I'm getting
flavors
hungry.
And in heat. So,
well, and one of the things that I notice when I go out, if I'm going out to breakfast, which actually is one of my favorite, besides the fact that it is a favorite meal of mine, to go out to eat for breakfast. And I'm noticing a lot of times at some of the breakfast places now that they'll serve a little side salad or a salad right on the plate with, like, maybe your frittata or, you know, your omelet. And they do start to ask you, well, now, do you want the salad that we typically have with the plate? And I always say yes, but that wasn't common not too long ago.
No.
So that's one of the trends, too. And I think having – so Duncan Family Farms can be on our plate on in the morning – noontime and evening.
Yeah, and, you know, people are loving bowl food as well. So, you know, creating that bowl of greens, whether it is, you know, tossed mixed greens like a salad, or even sauteing greens like chards or spinach, or, you know, any type of green that's a little bit heartier, kales that you can saute and put a poached egg on top. I love breakfast salads. I mean, I love eggs in the morning, so I like to incorporate it with sauteed greens on toast or do that breakfast salad combination.
So greens, and we're the state to be doing that because it's the winter and it's the peak of the Yuma leafy greens season. The same thing for Duncan Family Farms here in the Maricopa County area.
Correct.
And so we need to add those greens to our breakfast is basically what you're saying to us.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So how do you do breakfast on a regular basis then? I know you just kind of mentioned some of what you do, but what's typical for you?
So during the week, you know, when I'm in the morning getting up and going to work, it's very much like what you do. I'm doing like either two soft-boiled eggs or hard-boiled eggs because they're easy to grab and run with, and then a piece of fruit and a cup of coffee, and that's kind of
that's my
deal. But at lunchtime, I am definitely
doing
greens.
Doing greens, good.
More of the Arizona Farm Bureau and Duncan Family Farms here at Rosie on the House right after this.